Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good buddy. We discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, it's Searle and Jerl. Yes, it's Ben Searle, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me, Josh. We only just need Jude Pearl here and then we'd have the trio.
The holy trilogy. Because I was thinking, yeah, you can't be, like, I'm a Jerl, but you can't be Basurl.
Yeah, I know.
Jude's Jepearl, which doesn't make sense either. But yeah,
does not work.
Because you get Searlo a bit.
Mostly, yeah.
Did you have that growing up in high school?
Yeah, that has been around for like a very long time. Like I think primary school was Benno, which is I think pretty standard, and then Searlo. Yeah, I would say probably from year 7 onwards. And it just, like, even if people don't know to call me that, it'll just come up at some point. It'll just come up, yeah.
Because my dad was Early. That's everyone called him Early. And my older brother was a little bit with his friends, but more Jace. And because we're all one-syllable names. It's, like, it's just hard to, like,
really
shorten,
go with it.
You don't really want to shorten it to too much more. But I remember playing footy, people tried to start calling me Duke.
I'm Duke?
Like, yeah, so it's Duke of Earl. And I was like, nah, Josh is fine. Like, yeah.
That's a couple of steps in that. I don't mind Duke. Yeah.
But then it was only when I got to comedy then people started saying Jerl.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why do you know who the instigator was, patient zero of saying it?
It was Toby Sullivan, Mel Buttle, Harley Breen. Those three were together because we were all, like, Toby Sullivan was our manager for a brief period of time. Gotcha. And so, because my email, not to give it away, but the first five, Jerl. And then, so that would come up. And so they'd be like, Jerl, Jerl. And so, yeah, that's where it came. So those three.
So an administration sort of thing brought it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
the email form. I mean, that's brilliant.
So what we're not talking about nicknames today, top five nicknames. We're talking top five albums of the year 2021. Now, Ben, you're a musician. You've been in bands. How many bands you been in?
I think, like, proper bands too, I would say. Not so proper, like, high school bands, but we're probably getting, you know, maybe 4 or 5. There are a couple there which maybe played, you know, one show or something like that, and then, you know, played in someone's lounge room at a house party, and then that was kind of it.
Yeah.
But bands that toured and did stuff was 2. So this is a couple of years ago now, but I was in a band called Kissing Booth for a while that I guess I would equate to kind of, you know, like kind of like the Weaker Thans kind of sort of stuff. That was with some very good friends of mine. I played bass and backup vocals in that. And yeah, we mostly just did a few East Coast tours and played around Melbourne a lot and sort of played with bands like Luca Brasi and stuff like that. And a lot
some
good Tassie boys. I mean, well, not to give away my list, but there's some Tassie folks in my list today, which I'm excited about. But, and then the other one was Crush, which was a sort of 90s emo Jimmy Eat World kind of thing. So that was a bit of fun. That band probably, you know, got to play some shows at the Corner and Northcote Social Club. So, you know, ticked off a few little nice to haves there. So
nice. Yeah. I remember seeing Jimmy Eat World at one of the big day outs at the Showgrounds in Melbourne. And I may have talked about this on the show before, but there was a guy in the audience. So it was so packed. It was in a venue far too small for them at the Showgrounds. It was in one of the, like, shearing shed kind of things. And it was so packed that me and another guy climbed up onto one of the pillars in there. And then one of the guys was there and he climbed, like, he then, like, monkeyed across the water irrigation in the top of the ceiling. Oh, and it was, God, like, not heavy enough to hold him. And it was that thing, and they had to stop. They stopped while he was there and was like, yeah, God, you gotta get down, mate. You gotta get down.
Can't be doing that.
But he was halfway, so it was like, either which way does he go? And so he just let go and fell into the crowd. And then I got told I've got to get down as well. And I didn't.
Did people catch him?
Was, yeah, he, all right? he was kind of like, I'd say like about 12 foot in the air.
Wow.
Like from where his feet were to the ground. And so yeah, a little bit higher than a basketball ring.
That's, and, all right.
Yeah. And so he landed on a few people, but like not like his feet, like kind of they kind of caught him under the arms and yeah. It was,
yeah,
fine.
Real cushioned him down, like, yeah, you know, the cricket catch, just, yeah, let him gently, yeah, down, yeah.
But they were great, so, and I wasn't even into them at the time. And then I watched them and went, oh, these guys are really good. There's a reason why in the future everyone's going to be, you know, inspired by them, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing. Like, they're still going and they're still putting out albums, and I guess they're still very popular. The newer albums I haven't listened to as much. There's like a couple of good songs on them, but
yeah,
it's sort of an interesting band to have. You know, you think of those bands as like have gone away, but it's like they still have a successful touring career,
yeah,
in the States and stuff like that.
Now, the reason I asked you to do this today is not only because I know you were in bands, but also we drove up to Bendigo once and I had a playlist and you were like commenting on the songs. I went, oh, this guy knows his music. This is good. Because you don't get too, yeah, many comics who... And also, you also run gigs in Melbourne, and I always like doing your gigs because the playlist before the show, I'm like, oh, these are actually the songs I listen to. It's good.
Yeah, well, thank you. I think that, you know, music is obviously important for mood. I'm all about... I don't know if I enjoy making the playlist more than sometimes running the gig.
Yeah.
that bit of it's fun. So maybe I should just DJ. Yeah, I think I try and keep up with music. Like, I think I'm always kind of looking for new things to listen to. I think as sort of crummy as Spotify can be for playing... You know, for artists sometimes, it's so good at discovering new music. It's just insane. And I think I was talking to my housemate about it last night, and he was sort of saying that he has sort of moved away from the album a bit more, and he's just like, it's just songs and,
yeah,
playlists and stuff like that. But I think, yeah, I still have a soft spot for an album that, you know, sort of takes you from start to finish. It's still a really nice experience.
Yeah. Going back to the playlist thing, I know when I'm thinking I'm doing work for my show I'm working on, and then I'm spending like a whole day creating the pre-show music, which during the comedy festival, the audience will listen to for about 5 minutes max, and then the show starts. But I will spend a whole day just going, oh yeah, this will be good. This will be, yeah. And
yeah,
like it fits with the themes of the show that no one gets. No one's sitting there going, oh wow, okay, so we played this song and then he's talking about this. Oh wow, that's, yeah, it's really clever. No,
he
one
is a genius.
Yeah, but I like to think that it's actually doing work. All right, so I'll start with my number five. Now, this is a local band who doing big things overseas as well, although they were meant to have a big international tour and they all got COVID and couldn't go. I'm talking about Amyl and the Sniffers with their album Comfort. Was it Comfort to Me? Now, I'm just going to play a little clip here of their song Security. Look, it's one of those bands, if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. It's like, you know in the first like 10 seconds of listening to them that if they're for you or not. But here we go. Here's... So just dumb rock. It's just dumb, but I love it.
But it's fun. It's dumb, but fun, you know, to that old adage. Like, I think the voice, like the vocals are just so distinct and it just, you know who it is straight away. And those like guitar riffs are just like simple, but classic. And it's just like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh, it's 2 a.m. at the Tote and the bathrooms are covered in piss. Like, I know where I am. I know what I'm feeling.
So around 2015, I was doing Triple R Breakfasters and I didn't get to choose the songs and I always wanted to. And it was when, do you know the band Power? Melbourne band
Yes,
Power?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They were album of the week for 1 week, and I loved it. And I kept on wanting to play Power. And the guy, Steve, who such good taste in music, he's, it's just not his style. It's not his genre. He's like, nah, it's too early. I'm not playing him. Like, oh, but then I, then one day I had, like, he was sick, so I was in control of the music, and I played Power, and I played Peep Temp. I played so many, just, and I had people calling out saying, too much rock. Stop playing rock.
We need a bit more smooth jazz for the morning commute. Yeah. Like, it's just too much.
But is that thing? So bands like Power and bands like the Tyrannomen,
yeah,
like clearly, like paved the way for a band like Amyl and the Sniffers to one, not only get gigs in Melbourne, but also to kind of be put on an international stage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that Dole Wave kind of thing really popped off in Melbourne. And yeah, it was just such a like a big. It just had a real moment of, and I remember just walking past the tote, you know, and it would just be people piling out, and it was always such a weird thing to like do that Johnson Street walk in Melbourne where it's like you got the Bendigo, which is all metal and like crusty punk and stuff like that, then the tote is all like people in, you know, 70s cosplay, and then you wander up with Old Bar, which is just like a mess of everything. But yeah, it's just I love that Johnson Street kind of vibe.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.